Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey friends, welcome to Wrestle Buddies, GameSpot's wrestling podcast filled with wrestling friendship, and not so much wrestling with friendship. I am your host, Matt Elfring. With me, as always, is the man of the hour, Chris Ehaner. Hi.
I'm sorry, what's my name?
Chris Ehaner.
Okay. Join the Dark Order, Matt. Join DarkOrder.com. That sounded very confusing. We're no longer wrestling with friendship. That's good to know.
I mean, like, I think sometimes it happens. I mean, we all wrestle with various things.
Uh-huh. Please go on.
Wrestling with depression?
Let's really extend this uplifting part of the episode out.
Wrestling with Depression, starring Madre de Rosa. I don't know. I'm just trying to give the intro some new flavor. I mean, we've been doing this almost 17 years
now.
It's been 93 years.
It's weird. We recorded our first episode aboard the Titanic.
Remember when you were holding me and I was like, I had my arms out on the front of the boat.
And you said, never let go, Chris, never let go. And I said, join the Dark Order and then push you over the side of the boat.
And then Alanis Morissette's Jagged Little Pill album played.
Oh, what a great album.
What a great album.
Matt, this is a very weird discussion. I don't know how it relates to today's episode subject, which, like, if anybody has read the title of the episode, ooh, it's a good one.
Oh, what did you title it? Because I don't know yet.
Oh, no fancy titles. Matt, I'm getting to a place where, honestly, I feel like fancy titles might be going the way of the dodo. We might just need to put the subject of the interview as the title.
Anyway, things are always in motion for the Wrestle Buddies, guys. Always. We're a locomotion here. We're a Kylie Minogue flavor.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
Come on, baby. Do the Kylie Minogue. Cammy and Street Fighter.
Did you call her Kylie Minogue?
Kylie Minogue, isn't that it?
No, it's Minogue? Kylie Minogue.
Minogue.
Yeah.
If you love Wrestle Buddies and you love me mispronouncing everything,
then give us 5 stars on the Apple Podcast app and Spotify Podcasts.
And if you don't, get off our backs.
That's right. But if you give us 5 stars, you're more than welcome to hang out on our backs. We will give you piggyback rides wherever you may want.
Do the locomotion. Do whatever you want to your heart's content. We can talk about all of Kylie Minogue's songs, that one hit she had from like late 90s, early 2000s. That kind of EDM-ish song?
Yeah, I don't remember what it was. I just remember her as Cammy from Street Fighter.
Cammy from Street Fighter. Love her to death.
I love her to life.
Love her to live a long life. This is the Kylie Minogue Buddies.
Wake me up inside. That's not Kylie Minogue.
That's Evanescence, isn't it?
I know, but that's what came to mind for some reason.
Let's
get rid of all this. You can keep it in. I'm saying let's stop talking about all this.
Oh, let's stop
and move on to the wrestling of the matter.
If you're wondering why the intro is so weird and disjointed, I'm tired. Chris is tired. We work a lot, and also this is a weird episode, so let's just get into it.
Oh, Matt, this week our main event, if you will, we are going to talk about something that we teased on last week's episode. And that is
not syndicated wrestling shows.
That'll have to happen in the next 2 weeks. That one takes more research than either of us have time for this week, because surprise, WWE's had 17 million syndicated shows.
Yes.
Instead, this week we're focusing on one of the greatest feuds of all time, a feud that itself should be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame.
Chris, like, can I take a wild guess? Off the top of my head.
Yes. Well, Matt, in your mind, what is the most important feud deserving of being the first feud ever enshrined in the WWE Hall of Fame?
Let me just give you two guesses. And then if I'm right, First guess, Big Boss Man versus Undertaker.
Wait, the one where he gets hung?
Yeah.
We don't talk about that.
We did talk about it. Okay, that's not that. Sorry. Big Boss Man versus Al Snow.
Oh, we talked about that one. The one where he feeds Al Snow his own dog?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Matt. No, that is not that. While a Hall of Fame worthy feud, for sure, that is not the feud we are presenting today.
Oh, well, I'm out of guesses, Chris. I only said two, so yep. Tell me.
Well, here we go, Matt. We are talking about Big Boss Man's feud with none other than Big Show. That's right. It's Big V Big, baby. Dawn of Funerals.
This is going to be a great one.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Can we just talk really briefly before we get super into it? How come the Big Show is involved in some of the greatest feuds on this podcast? Dungeon of Doom.
Mm-hmm.
This one.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it.
I mean, how come the Big Boss Man is involved? Like, in
the Big Boss Man also.
In theory, this is the perfect storm of Wrestle Buddies material.
It is. This is the eye of the storm, actually.
It's so weird. If anybody was watching at the time, they'll remember, but the year is 1999.
We're still
smack dab in the Attitude Era, but it's when the Attitude Era is less attitude and more gross out. Do you know what? Yes. I mean, like,
yeah.
How the Attitude Era, it, like, you can only push the envelope so much before the envelope hurls itself off a bridge to its death.
I think we're at this point of the Attitude Era.
He's gonna puke.
Beyond the Mat, guys. Come on.
Yeah. Great film. So Big Boss Man starts a feud with Undertaker, and it's the meanest feud I've maybe ever seen in my life.
Yes.
And it is highlighted by one of the greatest / worst professional wrestling segments in which no actual wrestling takes place, might I add, mm-hmm. in the history of the business. The whole, I don't even know how to explain this, Matt. The centerpiece of this promo is that in character, the Big Show's father has died. So the Big Show is grieving the loss of his father, and Big Boss Man decides, oh, this is my time to mock that.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't this?
I know what you're going to say.
Very recently after Big Boss Man, after Paul White's father actually died.
Yes. Paul White's father died. And then within a week, he won the WWF at the time championship.
Mm-hmm.
And they played that up on TV, and then he entered into a feud with world title contender, the Big Boss Man.
I love Big Boss Man. Guys, we all know how we feel about Big Boss Man here. World title contender, Big Boss Man is a sentence I don't like.
Honestly, it's a sentence I would not assume is real.
Yeah. Intercontinental champion or intercontinental contender?
Hardcore champion, Big Boss Man.
European champion,
Big Boss Man, I would understand.
Perfect.
I like intercontinental even seems like a bit of a stretch.
Okay, well, I'll go up with you on
gimmick
that one.
Battle Royale winner, Big Boss Man. Like a thing that would happen. Okay, so Big Show's father is dead. Big Show wins the world championship. Big Boss Man sees a quote opportunity ? And he just starts taunting the Big Show, telling, like, he keeps saying, like, he keeps making fun of him because yo daddy is dead.
Oh, I remember that very well. He's like on the, he's over by the entrance, like with a microphone in his hand, just screaming at Big Show, like, yo daddy is gone. He's dead.
The worms are gonna eat him. Like stuff like that. Big Show's dad has died. So, like, while this is in character, Big Show is also listening to this as someone who recently had to bury his father, which sucks. But then, Matt, as tasteless as this is,
yes,
it gets worse. Because in character, Big Show has to attend his in-character father's funeral, which that alone on the heels of like your actual father's passing is so insane to me.
If I was attending, let's say I was part of WWE and I'm attending a funeral for my father, but my father is still alive. That would be a perfectly easy thing to do. It doesn't, to me, it doesn't matter how long it's been since your father has passed. I'm sure a fake funeral on TV is probably the most emotional, gut-wrenching, horrible thing to do. I would say. I've had friends that have passed in the past. If I had to do a fake funeral for a close friend that has passed in the past now, I'd be an emotional wreck.
It's insane to me, Matt, but like it gets so much worse because, of course, the big boss man crashes the funeral. But Matt,
hold on, Chris, when you say crashes the funeral, are we talking about like wedding crashers where he's out there just like dry humping the air?
No, I mean, literally he drives a car into the funeral. But not just any car. This is there are so many levels to the craziness of this segment. First of all you hear while Big Show is delivering a eulogy to his father. I want to note, Big Show is dressed very formally for his father's wedding in a black leather jacket and black leather pants.
You're forgetting the Oakleys, by the way.
Oh, he's wearing Oakleys, but like I'm more shocked by the fact that he wore black leather pants to his dad's funeral as if he was going to the club afterward, I guess.
He's like, well, you know, it's time to pay my respects to my father, bury him. But then after, I've got a motorcycle race.
But then after, you can find me in the club.
Getting tipsy.
So while he's delivering his eulogy, all of a sudden we hear from a speaker somewhere.
What in the hell is that?
Okay, so I'm pretending like I don't remember this at all. Uh-huh. It's impossible not to remember it. We're writers, Chris. Uh-huh. We write things for a living. I've written creative fictional things for a living at one point. At no time within character development, no matter how bad someone is, does this feel like a natural thing for a bad guy to do?
No.
To interrupt someone's funeral. Okay, interrupt someone's funeral to fight them or kill them? Sure. Interrupt them to taunt them, saying
interrupt them to like heckle them. To heckle as if their eulogy is a stand-up set that you're heckling.
It feels like a fifth grader bully move.
Oh, Matt, it gets crazier because the big boss man doesn't stop there. He shows up in a car. He drives a car onto the grass at the cemetery. This is happening at a cemetery, gravesite at a cemetery.
This is real cemetery, guys.
So yes, real. Yes. Oh, I have some quotes later when we'll get to them from Bruce Pritchard about filming this segment. He's driving this car across cemetery, Matt. But like, if anyone's seen this segment, they know it's not just any car. He's driving the police car from the Blues Brothers movie with the giant bullhorn on top of it.
I know we're kind of very far removed from the Blues Brothers as a pop culture thing and a movie. But like, if you're not familiar, I'm sure you might be or might not, whatever. It is like an old school, like 80s boxy, like Crown Vic car. Black and white. Mm-hmm. Yeah, with the huge,
just a gigantic speaker like strapped to the top of it for no apparent reason. And that's what Boss Man is speaking through. He's talking into a microphone that's coming out the bullhorn. He's driving that across. So he pulls up, he pulls up to the funeral and he gets out and just stands next to his open door and continues to taunt the Big Show. The Big Show's like, and his Big Show's mother is bawling. Like, she's pressed up against his chest, bawling.
Was that his real mother?
I hope not, because
I hope not,
because of what happens later.
Yeah.
She's bawling and he's like yelling and he's like, I'm gonna get you, and he starts chasing him down. So the boss man jumps back in the car and drives and runs the Big Show over with the car. Big Show tries to jump on the hood of the car, and then boss man speeds up and then he bounces off the windshield and falls down. So boss man has we're not even at the meat of it yet. The boss man has shown up to taunt the Big Show at his father's funeral and then run him over with the Blues Brothers police car.
Chris, I've got a question about the kind of the start of this feud and how this all came together. At any point in time, was Big Show in Cobb County, Georgia, and did he disrespect the law and order?
I mean, if he did, it was off camera, but like based on the reaction we're getting, I'm guessing, yeah.
He must have like disrespected all the law and order.
And these are his hard times.
Hard times.
So Big Show's down and out. The family is appalled. You would think this would be the time for Boss Man to take his victory lap, claim the win, and take off. Except, no. He pulls up next to the casket, Matt, and pulls some chains out of the car. And he says to Big Show,
Daddy always wanted to be a drag queen, Big Show. I'm gonna make him a drag queen right here, right now.
Daddy always wanted to be a drag queen, Big Show. I'm going to make him a drag queen right here.
That line I do not remember, by the way.
I didn't remember it until I watched it today. Also, I want to note, throughout all this, he actually tries to ask out Big Show's mom. He's like, now that your husband's out of the way, do you want to go out with a real man kind of thing?
I mean, you know, this is a horrible, horrible situation, but you got to shoot your shot.
Absolutely. So he chains the casket to the Blues Brothers police car. And he starts to drive it away, dragging the casket behind him. This is when the Big Show comes to, and he jumps on top of it and rides it for about 10 feet before taking, honestly, the worst looking bump you've ever seen off of the casket. He makes himself fall off and do like a big, like elaborate somersault type of maneuver as Big Boss Man continues to drive away with the casket. It's insane. And the fact that this all happened in an actual operating cemetery blows my mind. How did this get approved?
Because there is nothing, aside from the fact that it is very disrespectful to the other people buried there and the families that are, you have a car just peeling out through this cemetery. Like, yeah. It is bonkers to me.
It's bad, Matt. It's bad.
Well, that's what happens when you take a trip down to Cobb County. I can't believe it took us 15 minutes to reference the Big Boss Man's like music, by the way. We really held off long on that one.
Okay, so would you like to hear some select quotes from Bruce Pritchard about the creation of this segment?
I would love to.
This is when talking about getting the permission of the cemetery people, the people who run the cemetery, this is what he had to say. I had been reminded several times throughout the time where I'm there from the groundskeeper and the gentleman who ran the cemetery. Okay, guys, we have a funeral, a gravesite service that will be taking place. Can you guys either be done by then or wait until the service until the service is over? I said, oh, don't worry. We won't do anything to disrupt. Then it was also made sure that we don't mess up the cemetery or grounds or anything like that. And he says, well, we tried. We tried, but it just kept getting crazier and crazier. And we had what was meant to be a similar to the Blues Brothers police car that they had where they went around to town. Oh, so this gives some insight into the Blues Brothers police car. It was a recreation of the car made to promote the Blues Brothers concerts. That was just taken from town to town to promote the concerts.
Oh, okay.
He said, we had that and thought it'd be great for Boss Man to have. That's it. They had access to a replica of the Blues Brothers car and they thought, oh, it would be cool if Boss Man had that. End of story.
Well, Big Boss Man is a officer of the law.
That's true.
Blues Brothers stole a cop car in the movie. That's about it.
So, but like,
wait, did they steal a cop car? I'm misremembering Blues Brothers.
I don't. It's been so
long. Who cares?
All I know is the music, baby. But like, yeah. So what it all boils down to is like they were told there's going to be a funeral service here. Please be done before it starts. And also don't mess up the grounds. And I mean, you've seen the clip, Matt. They drag a casket across the cemetery with a cop car.
You see the grass. And it's been a long time since I watched the clip personally, but you see the grass popping up behind it. Like they're tearing up the grounds.
And according to Bruce Pritchard, it's a weekend, quote, it's a weekend. So there are families that are coming with their children to visit Grammy and Poppy's headstone, leaving some flowers to pay their respects and what have you. There's this whole television production kind of going on in the middle of the cemetery because it's the only place they had where we could actually dig a hole and do this whole thing. And I needed to get it done. So what? People were there paying respects to their actual lost loved ones while they were filming this segment.
What a weird, like, man, Bruce Pritchard was here because I have questions about, the question is basically, it's just why?
My biggest question is, why was the Big Show wearing leather pants?
Where was the Big Show going after? I don't know. It's kind of like, why does it escalate that much? Is the idea to escalate that much so Big Boss Man gets a title shot? But like, if you're wronging somebody that much, would you just never give them a title shot? Or just give up your title and walk away because what a nightmare.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't love it. But Matt, it doesn't end there.
Okay. See, now we're in territory I do not remember.
So after the funeral, a week passes, maybe a couple of weeks. The feud is still going. Big Boss Man somehow makes it worse.
Okay.
And this is what it was important for me to get to. After Big Show wrestles Viscera.
Say that sentence again.
After Big Show wrestles Viscera.
Big Daddy V. Got it.
Yep. King Mabel. King Mabel. The camera cuts to Big Boss Man at Big Show's mama's house.
Oh, is he on a date?
No, he's sitting at a table with her and she's crying while he stares at her. And he's like, you know, your son has the title. I want the title. And I've got some information in here that's going to destroy him. And he pulls out like a manila envelope.
He has information that will destroy him. His father has just passed. I don't know what's more devastating than losing one of your parents.
Well, Matt, you're about to find out what the WWF thought was more devastating than the Big Show's dad dying.
The Big Show's mother.
I've been in law enforcement for many years, and I have friends all over the country. What I found and dug up is a matter of public record. It's about your past, no. It's about Paul's past, and it's about his dad's past.
No.
You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yes.
I don't know what happened. I don't even care. But the bottom line is, you don't tell him what's in this packet. I will.
Let me tell him that you come for me.
Exactly what do you want to tell him?
I want to tell him. He wasn't supposed to know, but let me tell him.
What?
That he's illegitimate.
He's illegitimate.
He's illegitimate.
So what you're saying is your son's a bastard.
Yes. It was a long time ago.
You're right. It should come from you. What I want you to do is take a look at that red light through that window right there. You just told the whole world, including Paul White.
But
that's it.
Okay. That's what they thought was worse.
He was illegitimate. His parents were not married when he was born. And Big Show.
And okay.
No, he's an illegitimate champion.
Oh, no. For a second, it just popped in my head that like that reveal was bigger than what you said. And it's like that he's technically not his biological father. And then as you were talking, like, oh, wait, they just mean that he was born out of wedlock, which
I'm pretty sure that's what they were because he says, are you saying your baby boy is a bastard?
Man, that's not really as demeaning as I would hope for a word like bastard. It's not demeaning at all, to be honest.
It's fine.
Okay, so the big devastating reveal is your parents weren't married when you were born.
They had sex before they were married? Oh my God.
This changes how I feel about the man who's raised me my entire life! I hate him! He was born out of wedlock. They were not married. And by the way, I want to point this out. That's somehow
10 times worse than his dad being dead.
Big Show, the guy who plays Big Show, the man who plays Big Show, Big Boss Man, like, damn, dude, like, he is giving it his all in that scene. Like, he's actually, like, doing a fantastic job for the garbage that has been written for him.
Matt, can I tell you my favorite part of that segment?
Why is it? Look at that red light right there.
No. We got to include some of it.
Yeah.
It's when Big Boss Man says, I've been in law enforcement for a long time, and I've got connections all over the country. He's speaking as if he's still an active police officer and not a bad guy wrestler.
It's, man, you know what? Like, okay, the funeral stuff is awful. Like, legitimately awful. But the bastard stuff is, first of all, call him Big Bastard. I think that's a great way to go.
What's crazy is eventually Big Show adopted that when he turned heel at a certain point. He the nickname he got, and he had a shirt that said it was Big Nasty Bastard.
Yes. Yeah.
But like, I hope Big Boss Man got a cut of that check because he called him a nasty bastard into the camera. And then, Matt, we cut to Big Show later in the episode crying on the phone as well. I understand you're mad, but what about me? Why have you been lying to me about this?
Maybe I'm thinking that I'm seeing this through the lens of 2022 and not through the lens of 1999. But I think even through the lens of 1999, realizing you were born and your parents were not married at that time was, I guess, maybe a minorly shameful, but it wasn't a devastating moment.
I'll say this. I don't think it was. I was actually born out of wedlock. My parents, when I was born, my parents had broken up. Eventually they got hitched and then split. Yeah. It's like, it's a whole thing. And then growing up, one of my best friends, his parents, he was also born out of wedlock, and we would make the joke all the time of like, we're in the bastard club, because we were born bastards. And it was mostly to taunt my little brother, who my parents were married when he was born, so he's not in the club.
But I mean, like, it's at no point is it a sob into your hands type of thing. Even in 1999, maybe in 1950 it was that, but like, 1999? I don't know. The idea that like that's what writers thought was more devastating than your father dying. I don't know what's more devastating than losing a parent. Losing like someone you're married to, maybe? That's different though? I don't know.
It's just ridiculous. Matt, as the one of the two of us that has lost a parent, there is no way finding out that your parents weren't married when you were born is more devastating. That's stupid. It's so dumb. And then Big Boss Man's like, what about your morals?
Yeah. Like,
what?
What? Oh, she had sex before she was married?
Oh no.
Oh,
Boss Man, you literally ran him over with your car at his dad's funeral. How is that better?
What's worse? Trying things out before you get married or ruining a funeral.
Oh God, Matt, I know we've been talking very loosely and we don't have a plan for the Wrestle Buddies Hall of Fame ceremony yet.
No, like, we don't.
Like, I feel like the Wrestle Buddies Hall of Fame isn't going to be person focused. It's going to be like event or story or thing focused.
I mean, no other wrestling Hall of Fame is, so we have to be.
Right. So my thought is like, we should also have a celebrity wing and that should be a wrestler. And I would nominate Big Boss Man to be the first entrance into the celebrity wing of the Wrestle Buddies Hall of Fame. Or like, honestly, for just like the Wrestle Buddies award for outstanding achievement, because holy cow, he really gives it his all for these feuds.
And he's not involved in any good feuds. They're all memorable. They're all memorable.
They're all perfect, but they're all bad.
Yes.
And I love them all.
Like, and Big Show is always involved. Not always. A lot of his storylines are, I would call, grandiose and way too over the top. Like the time
his last few was QT Marshall.
No, but like Dungeon of Doom, and then that going into the monster truck match with Hulk Hogan. Even like Ray versus Paul or Big Show in WWE, like he's involved in these like larger than life storylines.
Yeah.
Which is really, really cool. It's just none of them are exceptionally great.
Didn't he fight Floyd Mayweather?
That was fantastic, actually. That was legit. Like that was bigger than like, but that was fantastic feud.
I'm just remembering I was at WrestleMania when he fought Aki Bono in a sumo match.
Yes.
God, again, dude. Wow.
Big Show and Big Boss Man are the two wrestlers, they go big and they are involved in the weirdest storylines.
Well,
not always the weirdest, but they have the weirdest overall.
The weirdest. I appreciate that. Well, and there was that whole stint where Big Show just adopted different characters every week. I remember when he was the Showster as Big Show Hulk Hogan. That was great. Man, there's a lot. I kind of love it.
I love the feud between Boss Man and Big Show. I mean the funeral part itself, it's a little hard to stomach, but it's the most memorable thing of probably both their careers at that time,
which is crazy
because it's bad, but it's great. But if you listen to Wrestle Buddies, you know it's bad, but it's great is kind of our thing. So.
And honestly, Matt. This is why it was all good. It culminated in Big Boss Man becoming number one contender for the WWF Championship on the November 15th, 1999 episode of Raw. Who do you think he beat to become the number one contender?
I'm trying to think back to that time. Number one contender, Val Venus?
Matt, the Big Boss Man beat The Rock to become the number one contender in 1999.
Oh boy.
And then he got his title shot against The Big Show at Armageddon.
Yes, Armageddon.
Armageddon, the coolest dinosaur. And he lost, of course. And then the next night on Raw, he lost again. He teamed with Prince Albert in a handicap match, and Big Show beat both of them, and that was the end of the feud forever.
What a beautiful, beautiful, dumb thing.
It's everything about it is... I don't even know, man. I'm just remembering things about Big Boss Man that made me smile, like when he'd walk to the ring, when he's evil Big Boss Man, he'd walk to the when in the flak jacket, you know, and he walked the ring with the nightstick, and he'd do the nightstick twirling gimmick on the way to the ring, and then he just set the nightstick down to start the match. Like, well,
it's like when Steve Blackman came out with this schema sticks and would be like, and then put them down.
Yeah, he would stop at the top of the ramp and do like a show, and then put them down and start wrestling. Unfortunately, we lost Big Boss Man in 2004 at the age of 41, which is messed up because that's me next year.
Yeah.
But he was in Boss Man was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame in 2016. And he appears to this day in the WWE video games. And I play as him because he kind of looks like an alternate reality version of my little brother growing up.
No. Well,
yeah.
Said, so, oh, wow.
I'm like, yeah, I believe my brother would become a cop.
Yeah.
And look exactly like that if he became a cop.
Would he move to Cobb County, Georgia?
I mean, I wouldn't put it past him. Worth noting, according to the Wrestling Observer newsletter, as we talked about last week, Big Show versus Big Boss Man was voted worst feud of the year, 1999. I will say... 1999 isn't the only Big Boss Man appearance in the worst feud section, Matt. In 1996 in WCW, worst feud of the year,
John Tenta versus Big Bubba.
Oh, solid WCW. And that's John Tenta as the Shark at that time, I believe.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, because it should have been Dungeon of Doom era, 1996.
Yeah. Anyway, we
missed
That's right,
because that's because Big Bubba then joined Dungeon of Doom after that.
Yeah.
Wow. I know my Dungeon of Doom.
As you should. Anyway, we miss you, boss man. You were ridiculous in all of the good ways.
That will bring us to a close for this week. We will see you guys next week with another episode. Chris, you got any fun?
Man, we got a lot of big things in the works that could
we're coming up on 100.
We're not talking about some of the big things we have in the works, but keep in mind we will have quite a bit of WWE 2K22 coverage coming. We will have the Wrestle Buddies Hall of Fame in early April. There's a lot of stuff, man.
There's a few huge surprises that are being put together now, too, but we'll figure that out.
My plan for this year remains the same: to record at least one episode in person.
At least one.
At least.
At least. Final words.
RoboCop, baby. Also, your daddy's dead, Big Show. Your dear old daddy died. He's getting eaten by the worm. That's terrible.
See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Wrestle Buddies. We hope you had at least almost as much fun as we did. Go ahead and rate and review us on the Apple Podcast app. You can email us questions at WrestleBuddies@GameSpot.com or find us over on Twitter at Wrestle Buddies. I am at Chris Hayner. He is at I'm Matt Elfring. See you next week.